Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back into the Buzzer Beater right here on AM 1340 KXEO.
I thought I was listening to an episode of Friends there a minute ago. I'm Matt Pilcher.
Oh, no. Joey! I won't sing Smelly Cat this morning.
Okay.
It's been an exciting week for sports here at KXEO. Of course, district softball got underway this week, and we were able to carry a couple of the Mexico Lady Bulldogs softball games. It was a great start to districts for the Mexico Lady Bulldogs. Took on Centralia and picked up an opening round victory there. Quite a lot of offense there in that opening game.
You know, just through the regular season, just a one game over 500 ball club, the number five seed. They come in against basically a rival that's already beaten them in the year, and number four Centralia. And you just have to like the effort. They scratch out 18 hits, score 14 runs, win it 14-9, and Jordan Thurman just kind of willed herself through that game. Got through it, and a lot of offense, as you might imagine, with 18 hits.
I want to mention one more time, because we haven't talked about it enough, Ruby Hafling with a home run there. It was the first home run of her career.
Yeah.
She was a senior, and we had a pretty special broadcast because we were joined by the state championship winning coach, Keith Louder, during the broadcast, and it was excellent to see him and his reaction to Ruby hitting that home run.
Absolutely was, and the only thing I wish is we'd have hit the record button just a little sooner, as we got just the tail end of Ruby's home run. But Ruby went 2-for-4, had 4 RBIs after that 3-run shot. It was a big one in the bottom of the first, capped off a 6-run first inning for Mexico that really set the tone, I thought, for the entire game.
No, I thought so, too. It looked like Mexico had a game plan, and they were executing it to perfection, motivated to move on, but then they ran into the number one seed the next night, a game that was supposed to take place in Fulton.
Yep. Let's break down, before we jump into that other game, let's break down some of the stats from that game against Centralia. Riley Thurman goes 3-for-5 at the top of the lineup. And then Abby Bellamy, we like to talk about her because she's got a big stick, and broke the school home run record. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in a minute. She went 2-for-5. Then you have Carly Seifert, who went 3-for-4 with a walk. Hafling goes 2-for-4. I mentioned that. And then Taylor Dement goes 2-for-4 with a walk. And Jordan Thurman, we didn't really talk about her at the end of the game, but she went 1-for-3 with 2 walks, and that one hit was a big home run.
Yeah, it certainly was. She helped her own effort out there and got the complete game victory.
Absolutely did. And then the Lady Dogs moved on to face, as you said, the number one seed, Hallsville. And I want to say they're 18 and 5,
then 19-5 after they played the Mexico Lady Bulldogs in that second round. You know, the Lady Bulldogs got out early and gave themselves a chance to win, but that Hallsville offense just extremely potent, and the Bulldogs unable to hold on there.
Hallsville just kept plugging away and plugging away, and actually they came back and took the lead in the bottom of the first and never really relinquished it, but the Dogs were always there every inning, pushing them in it, and you don't see that in the final. It was 13-8 was the final score, but you've got to account for 4 runs being scored by Hallsville in the bottom of the sixth that really gave them that final cushion. It was a close game throughout.
Honestly did, but there were some really good games there too. Abby Bellamy, Bells as they call her, had another home run.
3-for-4 to lead the Mexico offense.
Lexi Willer with a home run in that ball game.
And she went 2-for-3.
So it was nice to see both of them get some hits, and some other players contributed as well.
Yep, Riley Thurman went 1-for-3. She had a walk, a couple of walks from Jordan Thurman. So we saw an effort all the way around, and unfortunately the season winds down a little sooner than what we would like, but I think a stellar way to end it for these ladies, and they've got to be proud of what they did, finish 11-10 on the year, and obviously they say goodbye to some seniors.
Taylor Dement, Ruby Hafling, you're part of the last two remaining members of that 2018 state championship winning team. A lot of good times for them. We wish them the best of luck in their college career.
Speaking of districts, why don't we take a look at district football for just a minute, too? We've, it kind of gotten away from football for a minute, but obviously next week the Bulldogs go on the road, but They're going to be number one in the district seedings when they come out, which will be Monday. As you heard Coach, if you heard Coach Hay explain it in the post game last night, basically you get max points because you beat a team by 14. You get 20 points for a win, and both us and the team in front of us, Boonville, did that. But we also got 10 points for playing up because we played a Class 4 team. And we're going to get that same thing next week. We're going to get 10 points for a Class 4 team. We should get 20 points for a win. And we should also get max points because we should beat, quite honestly, Warrington by a lot. So you're the number one seed. That means you get a bye in the first week of playoffs. Not only that, more importantly, I think, is that it sets up probably a matchup between Boonville and Blair Oaks, so you don't have to play both of those two and kind of run the gauntlet, so to speak. It's up to those two teams to run the gauntlet, and they'll have to play Mexico at home.
At Hawthorne Heights. Yeah.
Folks, you better start getting excited about this. I mean, it's been a long time and since Mexico has hosted a district and been the number one seed. I don't know that it's ever happened.
I'm not sure either. We'll have to check with Coach Hague on that.
I know
that
it's
for
not
sure.
Happened in Hague's existence.
Right.
Well, not maybe his existence, but his tenure as coach.
Sure.
He's been around a long time. He's got as much gray hair as I do.
Coach, we hope you're not listening to that point. But,
he told him he could come in.
Yes, that's true. But it'll be exciting, and to me, it's just interesting the way that the Mexico Bulldogs football team has gone about winning this year. They didn't have a whole lot of kids out for the football team this year. They've struggled with some injuries and putting players into the ball game, but really, they've set a tone. They faltered a little bit against Kirksville, a game against Hannibal. You probably knew that you were going to lose that game.
No.
But other than that, I mean, this defense is good, and their special teams is extremely good.
That front line of the Mexico Bulldogs last night, Deacon Hague, and there was Kinder Taylor, and then you've got Owen Payton and also Caleb Prater. They were kind of rotating through those four guys last night, and they just wreaked havoc. Especially in that second half. I mean, they were all over that Moberly front line.
I don't know how many sacks that Deacon Hague ended up with last night, but he had quite a game.
I would imagine we had at least five, maybe six sacks, and we had to have 10 or 11 tackles for loss.
Trying to find that real quick here on the stats.
Oh, you've got, okay. Take your time, scroll through, and hopefully we can find that because, I mean, it was just one of those games where particularly after the first quarter. I thought Moberly did a pretty good job of running their offense, but once we got through that first quarter, Mexico defense really shined.
Looking at five total sacks for the game, Deacon Hague with one, Kinder Taylor with one, Matt McCurdy had one, then there were two attributed to unknown players, but five in total. Well, Peyton Hoover was in there with one as well.
I was going to say, we saw one with Peyton Hoover, and we saw another one. I thought it was Kinder and Deacon and Matt McCurdy, so I don't know if they would split that up into thirds, but they all kind of got there about the same time. So just a stellar effort from that defense last night, and the Dogs just need to keep it going.
Yeah, and well, you win, you get that number one seed, and take care of your business next week, and it will be an exciting atmosphere in Mexico if that happens.
Absolutely. And of course, we talked a little bit after the game last night, in the pregame, you asked Coach Hague about injuries, and he was very elusive, which he not normally is, that he's got some players banged up and they need a little bit of rest. And quite honestly, we saw Michael White only play on defense. And we're not quite sure, Jaden Hatfield played quite a bit, which we haven't seen him for a while.
He had been injured and then came back.
So hopefully he's mending. And, then we saw some of the linemen rotating in and out. And the Warrington game could really provide a buffer. And I mean that by the game could be over by halftime and you could be resting most of your starters and have not just one full week, but a week, basically a week and a half of breathing room for those kids to get a little healthier, and that comes at a very important time as we head into crunch time here in district play.
And we've seen that as being a 3-4 seed in the previous years and having to play your way and then coming in a little bit beat up, it means a whole lot.
I was going to say, and that's kind of been the drag the last few years is, you know, we're down in the seeding, so in order to win districts, you got to win your way through the entire thing. So you got to play 3 games, and you're already beat up at the end of the year. And then, you win the first one, and then you're playing the really good teams that are, that you need everybody healthy for, and they bang you up even more. So it's going to be nice to have that number one seed, and the Dogs are well on their way to getting it. And who would have thought, coming into the season, Blair Oaks, the defending state champion in Class 3, we saw they were in our district, and the first thing we thought of is, turn out the lights.
All right.
And, maybe we get to sing Turn Out the Lights on Blair Oaks. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah,
well, it's happened to them a couple of times this season, and they had been undefeated in previous seasons, so you know that it can be done. And we'll see what happens, as you say. One other thing I was going to get in before we head to break.
Wrestle me up, dude.
Yeah, well, our Mexico high school wrestler Katie Bowen is going to be in St. Charles tomorrow. She's going to be taking part in the Missouri Border War. That's at the Boys and Girls Club there at Lindenwood Avenue. She's going to be representing Team Missouri, and Coach Senor, Coach Ironman are going to be there, and she's going to be taking on Molly Allen from Team Border. So that should be an interesting matchup for Katie, and we wish her the best of luck.
Absolutely do, and it won't be long. We talked to some guy was up in the booth last night. We talked to him about some silly thing called basketball. His coach Pappas joined us in the booth last night at halftime, and he's excited to get things underway. Not going to be too long. Winter sports is going to be rolling around.
About a month away, as a matter of fact.
I noticed some leaves changing last night. I mean, I hate to say it, and it felt like football weather. I don't know if you noticed that, but
I did. I put on an extra layer of clothing, which it is getting cool out there. Well, we're going to come back because we want to kind of preview a little bit about what happened with the St. Louis Cardinals this week, and also we are about 8 minutes away from the pregame of Mizzou football, so we've got a lot to talk about. Short time. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.